Second Chronicles 1, 7 through 12, God came to Solomon while he was asleep and asked, "For whatever you want me to give you, I will give it to you." What would you ask God to give you if he came to you and you were sleeping and said, "Whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you"?
Health.
Well, God was happy when Solomon asked for wisdom. And he blessed Solomon with all he wanted after that. And where do we find wisdom, and what makes wisdom so valuable? I'm glad you asked. God's offer to Solomon stretched our imagination. God's saying you could have anything you want. Ask for whatever you want, and I'll give it to you. But Solomon put the needs of his people first and asked for wisdom rather than riches. He realized that wisdom would be the most valuable asset he could ever have as king. Later he wrote that wisdom was more precious than rubies. In all our ways, we are to acknowledge God. To understand wisdom, we must understand that God is with us at all times. I've had the pleasure of greeting people recently who were very, very sick, and they were probably on their deathbeds, three of them were at least. And when I spoke to them, they were happy. They were okay with the fact that they were going to go home to be with the Lord. And that's something that the world doesn't have. It's just we have it because we believe in God Almighty. We believe in the promises that God has given us. But it's so hard for other people who don't believe and who don't understand. They don't have a piece of wisdom within them. And he's with us when we sleep, when we wake. He's with us everywhere we go. There's a story about a storekeeper who said, "My boy," he talked to his new employee, he said, "wisdom and integrity are essential to the retail business. By integrity, I mean we promise the customer what we're going to give them. And we better make sure that we're giving them what we promised them." That's when the boy asked, "What's wisdom got to do with it?" And the boss said, "By not making any stupid promises." What we got to understand, and what people can't understand, is God doesn't lie. All the promises that God has offered to us will come to us by accepting them. It's hard for people to understand wisdom because they do not understand God as we know God. See, God made a tremendous promise to all of us. I talk about it all the time, and God never lies because he's God Almighty. And those who do not believe do not understand just how tremendous these promises are. And you know, when we get wisdom into us, we can be happy knowing that God, God Almighty, is the truth. People look for the truth that someday will set them free. I wish I could show them Jesus Christ in the way that he is, the way, the truth, and the life. But most of them don't want to listen. Most of them want to find their own way. There is no eternal life but through Jesus Christ. And it seems in this world that people would trade anything for riches and would only last a lifetime. And that's nothing compared to eternity. We find wisdom by studying the Word of God. We find wisdom by accepting the truth found in the Word of God. We find wisdom when we come to understand how valuable mercy is from God. And if we ask God for wisdom, he will show us the path to righteousness. And by finding wisdom through the Word of God and by studying what we have found, God will direct our paths and lead us away from all unrighteousness. Before I continue, I got carried away and I wanted to take wisdom and just throw them on the two people running for president right now. Have wisdom, you know, get it in there. But we can't do that. Billy Graham wrote, "I heard about a young president who had a company who instructed his secretary not to disturb him because he had an important meeting. Later, the chairman of the board came in and said, 'I want to see Mr. Jones.' The secretary answered, 'I'm terribly sorry. He cannot be disturbed. He has an important meeting going on right now.' The chairman got angry about that. He banged on the door and no one answered, so he kicked it in. And when he kicked it in, he looked up, and there was the president down on his knees praying. So he closed the door slowly and went back to the secretary and says, "Is that usual?" And she said, "It is, yes. He does that every morning." To which the chairman of the board responded, "No wonder I come to him for advice." To those who pray regularly, God promises wisdom to each of us. Scripture and prayer will lead us to find wisdom. Solomon could have had anything, but he asked for wisdom to rule a nation. The same wisdom that was given to Solomon by God is given to us. Solomon didn't keep to himself the learnings he achieved through wisdom, though. He left his true faith and began to worship false idols. And people followed him, and they started choosing these idols. And Solomon was a leader and led his nation to false religions and led to the fall of the nation of God. He didn't hold on to the wisdom given to him by God. Our nation right now has in huge problems right now. Those who lead our country seem to lack wisdom. Without wisdom from God, our nation will turn away from the truth that God has given us and chosen this nation, I believe it with all my heart, as his own. When our nation turns away from the one true God and turns to worship themselves and settle for all things less than the wisdom of God, our nation will fall. Wisdom is found when we acknowledge the one true God. Wisdom is found in our prayers to God. Wisdom is found in walking in the path of righteousness. Wisdom is found in the truth of God. Wisdom is found in the Word of God. Wisdom is found in our joy of giving to others. For Jesus said, if you give unto others, it's like giving unto him. The reason I asked you to hold back, turn to page 481 in your hymnals right now. I want you to listen to the words as I say them right now, and we'll repeat it together later. But I want you to listen to what St. Francis wrote and let it resonate in your mind and in your heart. He prayed, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in parting that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life." That's powerful words right there, my friends. Let's pray that together. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not seek, but to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Grant, O God, that I may not be so much seeking. Make that I am not consoled, but to console others. We are filled with that Holy Spirit right now, and we search, we find wisdom. And wisdom is that great understanding that we have to help others in their way and actually have fun helping others as we do it. And giving our own to them, we have no problem with giving. It's a wonderful thing to have that in each of us. And I wish that was a standard for all those who are running for office right now. I truly do. I wish that I wouldn't care what party they were if they were filled with wisdom. But unfortunately, we don't have that. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for having us as children of God. We thank you, Lord, for when we pray to you, we can feel the wisdom. When we thank you, Lord, we can feel it, Lord. We can feel the wisdom, Father in heaven, when we help others. We can feel the wisdom, O Lord, when we come to worship you. We can feel that wisdom, Lord. And so many people miss it right now all across this country, Father in heaven. Lord, bring us back to one nation under God, a Christian nation, Lord. Let people understand that there's only one way, Lord, that they can get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. It's not through any other religion. It's through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Lord, let people understand that wisdom comes from the truth, and Jesus Christ is the truth. In his name we pray these things. Amen.